It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast powered by Sharpologist.com. Hey guys, before we get started, I'd like to just have a brief moment of silence for the victims of the recent attack in Belgium. And let's get on with the show. Well, guys, it's great to be back on the podcast. I haven't been MIA. I just have had a life-altering event happen to me recently, and it's just been a little hectic, so I haven't been able to be on the show, but I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to talk to all of you again. I hope you're glad to have me here. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So guys, the first thing I'd like to discuss today is the recent event that happened in the wet shaving community. You know, we had a popular vendor, their son was involved in a major car accident. If you're not familiar with that vendor, it's Soap Commander. So Darren and Carrie, the owners of Soap Commander, their son Luke was in a very bad car accident, and it will require months, if not years, of recovery. So not only do we our thoughts and prayers are with them today and every day since it's happened, I'd like to thank the wet shaving community for their support, their love, and their prayers to this family and their time of need. Guys, you know, I'm not as active on the forums as I am on Facebook, and I just was really, really touched by how every single one of you got involved in helping both Darren and Carrie and their son Luke in their time of need. It's just unbelievable. You know, within one day of the accident, there was already a GoFundMe page. There was a Facebook page for donations. There was, I don't know how many of you had raffles dedicated to their family, had giveaways, had just prayers, thoughts of the day, emails, you know, everybody sending over food, sending over just all the support from you guys was just unbelievable. And you know, the wet shaving community alone raised thousands of dollars to help this particular family in their time of need. And it's just, you know, you can't help but applaud you all and how great every single one of you are for getting involved. Whether or not you sent a nice text or an email, or if you gave, you know, of $1 million. I mean, every single one of you did right. And it's just great to be part of this community. It really makes me feel lucky to have people like you in my life. So I'd have to say that this podcast is dedicated to you guys because of what you've done as the good people that you are. And just to be this supportive for a vendor that most of you have never even met, it's just unbelievable. And again, great job, guys, and just keep it up. You know, no matter what, I know there's differences online and there's arguments here and there, but you know what? We all came through during their time of need, and it really shows a lot of class. So thank you guys again for being such a close-knit community and allowing myself and everybody allowed to be part of the group. So I mean, just great job. So thanks again, guys. So moving right along, we have two major meetups coming up, and these meetups are probably the biggest thing to happen in wet shaving since the safety razor. I don't know, but it really looks like a good time. So I'm going to talk about them briefly here. So the first one we have coming up next month is ShaveCon, the first annual ShaveCon, first ever. And this will be in San Diego. And what you're going to have here is from April 15th to the 17th, is just going to be a huge, huge event dedicated to all forms of wet shaving. So you're going to have a straight razor room, a safety razor area. You're going to have all of the vendors you can think of with samples and products to sell and products to check out. So we're also going to have some wet shaving personalities and celebrities there doing demos, there to talk to you. They're even going to have a wet shaving celebrity lunch. I mean, that's great. You guys are going to meet the guys you see on Facebook, see on YouTube, and see in the forums, and really get to ask them a bunch of questions and see, you know, have all your questions answered, if anything. I really wish I could be there for the event, but unfortunately, I can't make it. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the pictures and all the YouTube videos and all that good stuff on the forums and on Facebook and, you know, everywhere there's wet shaving stuff. So after ShaveCon, we have the next weekend is the Big Shave West 2. Yes, guys, it's happening again. It happened last year, and I know those who attended this meetup had a blast. Not only will there be a custom shave soap and aftershave for the event, but there's going to be tons of vendors, probably the same shaving celebrities that'll be attending ShaveCon the week before. Who knows? I'm pretty sure you're going to have some surprises at this meetup. So guys, the Big Shave West is going to be at the Old Town Shaving Company in Pasadena, California. Now, you know, ShaveCon's in San Diego, Pasadena. It's a little bit of a drive, but it's a week apart. So if you're in California, hey, why don't you hit them both up? If I was, I would. So if you're looking for more information on these two major meetups, you can go to their websites, their personal websites, which is shavecon.com. And there's a link for the Big Shave West 2 on the Old Town Shaving Company site, which is oldtownshaving.com. And guys, if you're looking for any other wet shaving meetups coming up, you can go to www.shavemeetup.com, and that's where all of the groups are posting upcoming meetups of any size. I mean, it could be five guys, it could be, you know, 500. It's just a site to where you can look and just see if there's any meetups coming up close by to you or anywhere you'll be traveling in the future. So check out the site, www.shavemeetup.com. Okay, guys, so next we've got a little bit more of a serious subject. Now, a couple weeks ago, I wrote an article, and it was posted on the Sharpologist regarding analyzing the wet shaving market today. And, you know, in the article, we mentioned on how some of the artisans have been closing and why they're closing and reasons or, you know, some theories of why this is happening. So guys, in the last 30 days or so, we've had four vendors announce that they'll be shutting down their operations, and one vendor actually change ownership. So these vendors include Knockout Shave, Tim Soaps, The Strop Shop, and recently just announced was The Shaving Edge. And the vendor that changed ownership was West Coast Shaving. Now, I know all five of these companies have been mentioned online, and it's been known, and it's publicly known that they're closing or changing ownership. But I'm just going to go over a little bit on why this may be happening. So, guys, we have a lot of small production, small batch vendors that do... Actually, I shouldn't say vendors. They're artisans in a way. That, you know, started out their artisan company as a hobby or just as something to, you know, make extra money to buy more shaving stuff. I mean, makes sense, doesn't it? So to see this happen, it can be alarming. And, you know, I know a lot of you out there are fans of these vendors and really enjoy their products. So what we're looking at here is a change in the industry, I think. And I think it's just, it happens really in anything. It happens with the stock market. It also happens with, and really in anything, it happens with food, it happens with alcohol, where you'll have some vendors come in and some leave. It just happens. I think some of these vendors may be coming back maybe someday, you know, in the future. But for right now, I wouldn't be worried. Now, the reasoning behind some of these smaller vendors to close would be probably for the time and the effort. Now, in my article on the Sharpologist, if you've read it, if you haven't, I'll leave a link in the show notes. But I noticed that a lot of these vendors work very hard and still work their day job. So if you're working, say, 8 to 10 hours a day, you come home, you got to make soap or aftershave, you know, for a few more hours, and then you go online basically promoting your product, because that's how it gets around. I mean, most of them, if any of them, don't have brick and mortar shops or don't have accounts with Walgreens or anybody big like that. So these guys are working very, very hard to promote their product. And, you know, a lot of them, this isn't their bread and butter. You know, they have to keep that day job because this is a hobby or it's an upcoming business. And we all know a new business doesn't make $1 million at first. It doesn't even make money at first. So these guys go through a really tough struggle. And not a lot of us realize that until we start seeing this kind of stuff happen. I know I didn't. So I know I just mentioned this prior, but it's a tough work day for them. And the way I realized how tough it was, I put myself in their shoes and just thought about it, that what I just mentioned prior about their work day. And if you look on the article, I break it down by numbers, and it just shows how hard it is for these guys and gals to make, you know, ends meet in this situation. So again, that's just my theory, a few reasons behind it, and I have a little bit of backing for it. I'm not sure if that's what happened with these vendors or if it's happening to anybody else out there, but it's just something that made me really think. So yeah, if you guys enjoy these products, I highly recommend getting them as soon as you can, because these shops will be shutting down pretty soon. So take a look, contact them, let them know that you support them. And if you have a favorite product, I would probably get it as soon as possible. So moving right along, I hope you all noticed the last format of the last interview that we did, that Andrew did with Rockwell Razors. It was we got a lot of positive feedback of the new layout, and it took a lot of time on Andrew's part, and it really came out nice. What a great story, these two young college kids coming up with a safety razor and just learning, not only just learning about wet shaving, but they learned about the hardships of business and how to eliminate problems and how to deal with issues, with manufacturing issues and customer issues and all that good stuff. So if anything, Rockwell Razors, man, what a great story. I really enjoyed it. You know, I thought it was a great layout. And the feedback proves it too. So thanks again, guys, for all your positive feedback and any feedback. It just helps us make the show better and helps us move forward and making a better listening experience for you. And on a final note today, guys, I'd like to give a big shout out to Rick at the Brush, Soap, and Blade podcast. If you haven't heard his podcast yet, you got to give it a listen. You know, every Thursday he comes out with a weekly episode that's basically, it's more of a blog podcast, but it's all revolving around wet shaving and just, it's just a really good podcast, well put together, and you know, he really is a passionate wet shaver. So I highly recommend checking out his podcast at Brush, Soap, and Blade. If you checking it out on iTunes or Stitcher. So, guys, that's all I have for this week. I'm sorry it's such a short podcast. I can tell you that we have several really good interviews coming up in the next couple of weeks. We have some vendors and artisans and personalities coming up that have, some of them have never been interviewed on a podcast. So we're really looking forward to get these going. Again, guys, thank you for all your support and all of the positive thoughts you've been sending out to all of the wet shaving community. Again, guys, this podcast and this community wouldn't be anything if it wasn't for all of you. So again, guys, thanks for listening this week. We look forward to hearing from you, all your comments and questions. And guys, if you have any ideas or anything you want to hear on the show, please reach out to us at you can reach out to us on via Twitter at Wet Shaving News or via email. My email is joe.wetshavingnews. Special shout out to our host, Andrew, and to our sponsor, sharpologist.com. And as always, happy shaving.